comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble!
It's Nerds United.
Hello and welcome to a brand new Nerds United here on the Jerry Monkey Podcast Network, live on YouTube and Facebook on a Friday night. It's August the 9th. As our friend Chad Smart would say, time is irrelevant in podcasting. They could find this 20 years from now. At that point, we'll have 50 listens or views.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should, right? In 20 yeah. years?
Yeah, sure. Great. If we last 20 years, sure.
Well, no, I mean, it's on the internet, so it'll always be there.
That's true. That is true. Yeah.
So, hey, I'm your host, Greg Mahochko. Here's my good friend and the co-host of the year, Mike Luther. Mike, how are you, sir?
Doing good.
What are you drinking there?
I am drinking one of the drinks you brought over, the Kentucky Vanilla Barrel Cream Ale.
Very nice. Very nice.
Put it in a little frosty mug because it tastes better that way. But
goes down faster that way, too.
Yep. I'll be sipping on that throughout the program here.
You and I drink while we podcast very differently. Last night I did the Five Heart podcast and was on my second beer after a half hour.
Okay. Well,
and they're like, Greg, maybe you should slow down. I'm like, I don't think you realize the show's going to go 2.5 hours. And it did.
I think I listened to it. Was that you and Minnie?
Yes.
I listened to a little bit of that live.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, how your week has been good?
Yeah, it's been fine. Let's see. Today, just a couple hours ago, I went to Alton. Me and a friend and her kids went and listened to some music. Her dad plays in a little band, and they had food trucks out there, so we had a little bit to eat, and that was fun. It was a good time. Then was able to make it back in time for here. Went grocery shopping, which is always exciting for me, you know.
I also stopped at the grocery store. What did you get? I after work today, I also went and got a couple of things. Tell me about your trip.
Okay. So this is the second time this week I went, but that's only because I forgot. Like, I make a list and then I will not look at it for whatever reason.
So
or I'll look at it partly and then I'll be like, okay, I know. Okay, chicken, blah, blah, I know what I need. And then I'll leave and then I'll look and I'm like, oh, never mind. I didn't get half the stuff.
Third time at the store. Mm-hmm. Since Sunday, we went Sunday after church like we always do, but we got donuts after church. Like, they had, you know, donuts and juice and things like that. So I don't, you know, because the grocery store sells donuts, I didn't want to let the boys in there with the donuts.
Yeah.
I didn't think that, you know, optics. Okay. Dropped my wife off and I said, we'll join you inside when the boys are done eating their donuts. And Matt was really milking that chocolate frosting Longhorn. He just take the frosting. Yeah. Didn't even eat the donut, just like peeled all the frosting off. Oh. Thankfully, because of their age and, you know, I keep wipes in the vehicle, so we got them all cleaned up. But by the time we got in, Ashley was like almost in the chips or soda aisle.
Okay.
And so, like, I had to go back yesterday. I needed coffee and creamer and and then today I had to go back because I want to get a few things for breakfast tomorrow. So I got to get, like, you know, sausage links and some shredded cheese to make with the eggs. And I got some eggs and some biscuits and things like that. So, yeah, three times in the store 1 week.
I also got eggs today. Got some chicken, got some almond milk, which is only for my oatmeal and for my smoothies. Might as well.
Which did you get first, the chicken or the egg?
Same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, same time.
Grabbed them off the shelf at the exact same time.
But I am getting ingredients for Geta I'm going to make.
We talked about that last week.
We did.
I had no idea what it was.
And that's why it made me think about it. I was like, and I haven't had Geta in a while, and I have a recipe for it. So I have everything I need except for pin oats. Pin oats, which I think are the same as steel cut oats. I'm not 100% sure, but I know where to get pin oats at.
It's weird because I just typed in pin oats and into Google, and the first thing that comes up is the Geta, right? Pronounce it right? Geta recipe.
So, oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, in this Google search, it says like steel cut oats.
So. Yeah. That's what I thought. So, I mean, I could get steel cut oats at Walmart. We used like before I would get there. There's a Highland Nutrition shop and get.
Yeah. I know about that place.
Yeah. Yeah. I would get them there. But I mean, it's been years since I've made Get Up. Not since I've had Get Up, since I made it.
Is that Highland Nutrition shop still there?
I think so. If not, I was also told Ruler Foods has it. Like I said, Walmart has steel cut oats. So
my last job, I actually used to deliver to that.
Oh, really?
Place. It's just up the road from the railroad track.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, I used to get honey there.
Locally sourced honey.
Mm-hmm.
Straight from the bees.
Yes. Speaking of bees, by the way, seriously, speaking of bees, are there a lot of sweat bees around by you? Okay. So yeah.
Starting to think it's just my fault.
Well, around, I mean, it's so I was with my friend today, and around us, there was probably 70 sweat bees. I mean, just I would say swarm, but like a ton of them around. And we were trying to look up to see if it's like it's got to be an increase of them. We didn't know why exactly there was an increase of them. So I'm glad you said that it's all the way to Belleville, I guess. Because we asked somebody in Highland, they're like, yeah, it's not that bad.
You could almost say that it started in Belleville.
It could. A lot of things start in Belleville.
That's right.
United Podcast, I'm assuming, started in Belleville.
It started in Salem.
Mm. So. Okay.
Back when I was still doing radio, so
okay.
I'm gonna this is strictly for the group of friends that we have, but I want you to look right here,
okay,
and give a big smile and wave to Josh.
Hey, Josh, hello, my best friend of the show, Josh.
he said, you know, we do the Wordle and Quordle, yes, and all that stuff. Yes. He says, wake up out of your chair. Because he knows me. He said, wake up out of your chair, bitch. I got games. And I said, hi. He said, just so you were alive. LOL. Hi, Mike. So now you have reciprocated. And, of course, he could join us here anytime he wanted.
Yeah.
You know, or I guess not anytime. I mean, usually
Friday this time, around 9 o'clock.
Yeah. But we actually have, several topics to discuss tonight, Mike.
I didn't know that. But okay. Let's rock and roll.
Mike, we actually have a couple of topics to discuss tonight. Did we talk last week about the penguin? I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
So, again, I said this when I saw the Batman. Is that 2021 already? Or 22?
22.
Yeah. That Colin Farrell is unrecognizable as the penguin. So much so that there's a trailer. The trailer's available. You can view it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/nerdsunitedshow. Trying to put us before Facebook. That's comical. But he actually comes on at the very beginning. He's like, hey, this is Colin Farrell. Here's a trailer for, you know, the Penguin. It's a new series coming to Max, whatever. You know, just a little intro. And, like, fat suits do one thing, you know, but the attention to detail, like I said, it has no business being as indistinguishable as it is. Mike?
Yeah.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I did. I was looking at one of my comic books and it kind of shocked me because I didn't realize something about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, just not to get off topic, but so just I got Sherlock Frankenstein
and hold the on, actually,
yep,
think I have that somewhere. I tried to do a few things, that you gave me to do this week, Mike.
Of course,
I didn't get everything done. I'm a work in progress.
So now, obviously, you can see there it says from the world of Black Hammer. I didn't see that. I didn't even realize that when I was picking it out, even though I knew Sherlock Frankenstein was in Black Hammer. I didn't even think I literally picked it because I was like, oh, that sounds cool. And it's Jeff Lemire. As you were talking, I turned it over and I was like, I see what this is about. It says the mystery set in the world of superheroes follows a reporter determined to find out what happened to her father, the Black Hammer. I was like, I didn't even realize this was a Black Hammer one when I picked it out. So, all right. Hey, that's, you know, I picked out because of Jeff Lemire, and he didn't steer me wrong. So anyway, back to the program.
So the Penguin.
Yes.
Looks nothing like Colin Farrell.
He does not. We established that.
Yeah. But did you watch the trailer?
No.
So it appears to be set prior to the Batman. Like there,
okay.
You see Oswald Cobblepot, and he's like kind of taking care of his ailing and aging mother, you know?
Okay.
And she's like, promise that you'll do good. You know,
I promise you'll never turn into a penguin.
A literal. But you know, he's talking about how, you know, it's tough to make an honest living, you know, and make anything of yourself in an honest way. And then it obviously shows that starts that transition of, you know, the Falcone crime family, and how I believe it's, you know, the traditional name is Carmine Falcone, who's the mob boss, but it's his daughter kind of escapes from Arkham. So they're already mentioning Arkham, which you would expect. I don't anticipate we will see any Batman in this. Obviously, I think it's probably years before the Batman. But you know what? I'll give it a watch. It's okay. Within the world. And I don't know if you've got Prime Video because you watched The Boys, but I don't know if you've watched any of the Batman and the Caped Crusader yet.
Not yet, no.
So I didn't know until I turned it on that they gender swapped the Penguin for that cartoon.
Okay.
And the first time you see her, she is like lounge singing at the club she owns, you know, and it's, I want to say, if I remember correctly, it's like in our, you know, rhetoric, we'd call like a black and blue ball or back the blue ball support for the police.
Okay.
Back the blue balls. No, we don't want to do that. We don't want to support.
By the way, I can never tell who's all watching stuff. I'm assuming Fred's not watching because he would have commented on the gender swap and he would have commented on the black back the blue balls.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's how you can tell. Yeah.
In time, you know, he'll find it later.
Yeah.
But so I didn't know that. And of course, you know, it's the internet, so they have opinions. I don't think you're bothered by a female thing. I'm curious to see the kind of story that they tell.
Yeah.
This is in, you know, it's weird. I think the, and I'm not backed up against it at all, but this is the first animated Batman, well, series without Kevin Conroy. Now, there have been other animated films and things like that, but I think this is the first series. I mean, Diedrich Bader did Brave and the Bold.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay. But in a more like serious tone, you know.
Yeah.
The one that, again, when you think of like the Bruce Timm version from Batman the Animated Series, you always kind of pair that Kevin Conroy with it. So, but I'm not disappointed by the voice actor that was cast on the show. So I'm only one episode in. Like I've had to be selective. I was telling you before we went live that one of the twins was homesick with me the last couple of days, so I couldn't get any work done, which also meant for you know, the show. As we'll find out here as we go along. Not my paying work, but I also had to be pretty selective with what I had on TV. So it was a lot of Spidey and His Amazing Friends.
Okay.
We are watching quite a bit of like Looney Tunes, Bugs Bunny. I did.
Well, you should.
Thank you. We watched on Max this morning because we like Scooby Dooby. And so we watched Scooby Dooby and Batman, and it happened to be the Batman Brave and the Bold version. So then we watched a few episodes of Brave and Bold.
Nice.
So we're slowly working our way into, I don't know, better stuff. Like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse is fine, but I can only take so much.
Look, when you got three kids, guess what? The TV's going to be for kids.
I did watch, we kind of skipped how we normally start the show. I didn't get a chance to read anything this week. But I did watch, outside of Batman the Caped Crusader, that first episode, I've started watching House of the Dragon. I have not started any of Umbrella Academy, but in my defense, it only came out yesterday.
And
I watched a movie from, I want to say it's like 2011 or 12.
Okay.
And it's Matt Damon and Emily Blunt.
Okay.
It's on Netflix.
Is it Good Will Hunting 2?
It is not. It's not Bad Will Hunting either.
Ah.
I had never heard of this movie. I don't know how, I mean, it slipped through the cracks just either because I have a bad memory or never heard of it the first time around. And I didn't know anything about it. I just said, oh, okay, well, this looks intriguing. A little thriller, a lot of romance, like that, you know, destined to be type of fateful love, if you know what I mean, called The Adjustment Bureau.
Sounds somewhat familiar. Is there something to do with hats?
Yes.
Okay. I know it then. Yes. Yeah.
With the hat, you can travel through the door.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? I kind of enjoyed it. Again, going in, it had elements of it. Stay with me here, because there's some taffy to pull on this. Men in Black.
Okay.
Because there's a world that he's introduced to, and he's, you know, learning more about it as he goes. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know. It's just I dug it. I'm a Matt Damon fan, you know, going all the way back to, like I said, Good Will Hunting or Chasing Amy, for the little bit of a, you know, big part that he had in that Dogma, Bourne movies, of course. He's done a lot of really good stuff, and Emily Blunt's really fantastic. You know, we talk about, obviously, you know, her being married to John Krasinski and that dynamic, but, you know, The Quiet Place, I don't know if she's in The Quiet Place day one. Probably not, so. If I had to guess. But I know she's definitely involved. But one of my favorite movies of hers is, I'm going to have to, I should know that, but it's like The Edge of Tomorrow or something with Tom Cruise. Am I right on that?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's such a, again, unique way of telling a story as well. So, I enjoy The Adjustment Bureau, and dare I say, it might make a nice little unexpected date night movie for anybody out there. Okay. If you're looking for a date night and you have Netflix, you too can thrill your partner with The Adjustment Bureau.
I will check it out. I know I've seen it before, I think, but it's been years.
Yeah. It just popped up on the things you might like, and maybe I will. And damn that algorithm, they were on. So you said that you acquire Sherlock Frankenstein.
Acquired Sherlock Frankenstein. And then the other one I required was Cosmic Detective. Again, I base this solely on the Jeff Lemire. And well, like that sounds good, and it looks good. So I really don't even know what it's like. But I look on the back, and it says, when a god is murdered, who solves the crime? And then there's a lot of other stuff. I won't read it. But I'm like, okay, let me check it out.
Matt Kent is also on that creative team. He is from St. Louis originally. Was on working with Keanu Reeves on Berserker.
Nice.
And he has a pretty successful series going back at least to the beginning of this podcast, you know, 11 plus years ago, called Mind Management, or MGMT.
Okay.
That somewhere I, or maybe you have, I know I bought volume one at the recommendation of my very first guest on the show way back in episode one, Van Jensen. I have it. It's like an omnibus. I mean, it's thick. It's hardcover. And wouldn't you know, I've never read it yet.
No, that's not surprising.
That's all right. One day, Mike, I will retire, and then I'll have all the time.
Yeah.
So,
well, you retiring doesn't necessarily mean you'll have time. Depends on when you retire and when you don't have kids in the house anymore. Once all the kids are out of the house and you retire, then you'll have time.
It's an entire possibility that I'll have time even before I retire if the kids are out of the house.
Maybe. Yeah.
So work does keep me pretty busy, though. But you know what they say, love what you do, and you'll never work a day in your life.
That's true.
So, have you watched anything new? Did you start Umbrella Academy yet?
I started it, and then I didn't get very, very far into it. Like, I'm still on the first episode, like a couple minutes in. Besides that, no, not really. I thought I was going to watch Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, I think it's called. Because I thought it was free on Prime, but it's not.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
I thought. So, but, where did I see that?
I guess it's free. I just looked again and it said it was $5.99.
Henry Cavill, Alan Ritchson, yeah. Alex Pettifer. Aiza Gonzalez?
Yep.
Aiza Gonzalez? I mean, as far as the stuff that we're into, you know, like Cavill, Richson, I mean, those are... Yeah,
exactly. There you go.
Those are top-notch names for us, yep. So...
Yeah. And I saw the trailer for it. The trailer looked really good, and then I saw a little clip of it, and it looked really good, so...
Is it... I don't know if I... I don't remember the trailer, but based on... Is it a period piece?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's based on a true story, too.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I did. I want to watch this.
I think you would like it for sure.
Oh, well, you know me so well. Yes, and that's a compliment. In this
yes, statement. Yes. I take it as one.
Thank you. So that's it. I mean, did you watch anything else?
No, not really. What do we got for topics? I'm looking forward to the if we do our main topic.
I might need you to carry just a little bit so I can get some of these final pieces in place. But one of the ones that I want to talk about, and we'll start with this because you actually brought this to my attention, and I'm fully on board. But Ryan Reynolds wants Wesley Snipes to get that Logan-like Blade movie. You know, that aged hero, last mission type of story. And I'm here for it.
Yeah, absolutely. So Ryan Reynolds has, at least on Facebook and probably Instagram and all that other stuff, has been posting a lot of stuff about, like, thanking all of his special cameo type of, not really cameo, but, you know, saying stuff about, gosh, what's his name? The guy who played Gambit, Channing Tatum, on there, and talking about how great he is. And of course, Hugh Jackman and everybody. One thing he mentioned, again, like this says, he wants Wesley Snipes to get that kind of old man Logan, you know, Logan film, old man Blade, I guess, type of send off. I think that would be perfect. I like the fact that Ryan Reynolds and Wesley Snipes are getting along now, because again, it was rumored, and maybe it was true. Back when Blade Trinity was being filmed, they didn't get along, or they didn't really want to film together, and it was probably at that point in time Wesley Snipes was way more famous than Ryan Reynolds, so it's probably more Wesley Snipes saying, hey, I don't want to film with you, or whatever it was. That doesn't matter. Right now, Ryan Reynolds said, oh, no, they get along and everything, and he's wanting that. So I was trying to think back and wonder what the Blade Trinity, I remember Blade 1 being really good. Remember Blade 2 being like, eh, it's fine. Blade Trinity, I was happy with it because it had Ryan Reynolds as Hannibal King in there.
And Triple H.
And Triple H, of course. And
Jessica Biel.
Yeah, but I would like, just like Ryan Reynolds says, a good send-off for him. Because, I think there's going to be another Blade. That's a whole different thing, because they've apparently had tons of problems, and this is on its 7th rewrite for the new Blade. But regardless, at his age, I don't know if he can do all the stunts. Look, maybe he can, but I still give him a good send off. Give him, not even that he dies, but like that Logan did. But again, Logan died and he came back, so whatever, you can still come back. But yeah, give him his happy, you know, send off. I almost said happy ending, and that's something completely different. But he,
but equally important.
Equally important. I mean, whatever he prefers, I guess. All right, let's drink it there. But I lost my train of thought. I don't know what I was going to say. Now I forgot. No. No,
basically, you were saying that, you know, give him that old man.
Now I remember, send-off. He was one of the original for, like, when you think of, and when people think of MCU, they think of Iron Man, as well they should, because that Iron Man started the actual Marvel Cinematic Universe. But as far as Marvel movies go, I mean, you go back to Blade, you know, and I'm trying to think of when Blade came out. My guess is 99, I think. But regardless, he was one of those who started it. And also, I remember when Black Panther came out. Is it 99?
Very close, it was 98.
98. I remember when Black Panther came out, the big thing was, okay, there's a black superhero now. And we were like, well, did you not remember Wesley Snipes? Blade? He actually had a really good movie. So I hope that's something they do. I don't see it being part of the MCU per se, but it's like, I kind of almost like a, I know DC has their Elseworlds thing. Just do a one-off Old Man Blade. You know,
they could. Yeah. Again, it doesn't necessarily need to be tied to the MCU.
Right.
In a way, you're exactly right. Like the Batman is separate from the DCU. Mm-hmm. But if they, let me ask you this question. If they go that route, because we're going to tie it into the next character who is also, you know, there's some undercurrent of excitement for seeing more of this character. I feel like Blade, you'd have to keep separate.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to, you know, because again, they're working on their own MCU Blade movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for this guy, I think like he could be fully integrated into the MCU.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
By the way, if you're just listening to this, it's a picture of Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, spoilers, if you've not been on the internet for the last 2+ weeks, Channing Tatum in his cameo from Deadpool and Wolverine. And I know we kind of joked, or maybe we didn't joke, but I thought it was kind of comical, the accent that he used.
Yeah.
Because the only time we've ever heard, the only time I've ever heard Gambit speak was in the X-Men cartoon.
Yes.
And full disclosure, like only like the X-Men cartoon, like not any of the X-Men, you know, evolved or any of the subsequent cartoons that would follow. It was always just that classic. And I want to give Channing Tatum, Ryan Reynolds, Sean Levy, everybody their props. Because I think last time we were on, I was like, I don't know about that headpiece, like the rest of it. But there's something to be said about just this particular look.
Yes. And look, it's the comic Gambit look.
Right. That's right.
Exactly what it is.
And to that point, this next picture that I might float between the two of them, but even, you know, like the knee piece that comes, like I remember that on the action figure, you know, like that was a little piece, a little extension that came up, you know, the, beyond the knee. And that's, if you think about it, that's a really smart piece of armor, because he's such a weakness. But I'm glad that they kept that exceptionally accurate. And I sent you the video of Channing doing, you know, like working out as in training with the staff, with, you know, the cards, and obviously the cards weren't there, but I was like, this guy wants it so bad, you know. I don't know if he went into he probably went in when he got the call from Ryan Reynolds about the opportunity. He probably went and be like, this is going to be the only time that I ever suit up.
Yeah.
And now that it's on film, I wonder, I don't know how old Channing Tatum is, but I wonder if this isn't like his leaked Deadpool footage moment, but that's just much, much more official, you know, because that moment in 2012, again, created such a groundswelling of support and interest that it, you know, the fans, the internet at the time, however, you know, willed Deadpool into existence. When people saw this, whether they agreed with the choice for the accent or not, this was badass. And I tried to find a picture that had him like wheeling, dealing the cards, and I couldn't find one, especially in the limited amount of time I had and in the format that I needed to work with to be able to share here. But I mean, this is just a badass action picture. Like he's ready to go. And I don't know who they would ever cast as Rogue, but I would love to see like a, I don't want to say lost Gambit, but like a Gambit who's looking for his path. You know, like I would love to see him meet up with the X-Men.
Yeah. Do we need a Gambit origin, or can we, can Gambit just, it's Gambit, he's in it, he's in now?
Well, I think I'm okay with the latter because I was thinking about this. I don't really know Gambit's origin. And so yeah, that's going to be my next, I think, maybe search is to, you know, I don't know if I got to talk with Tim or Brian or Mark, somebody up at Twilight Comics, Swansea, Illinois. But be like, what's a good Gambit origin, or what's the closest thing they have? Because I know they did, you know, Logan origins or Wolverine origins or whatever years back.
Yeah.
And that's a really compelling story. Obviously, Gambit's not as old as Logan, so you don't have the, you know, early 1800s, you know, in the Canadian, British Columbia, Yukon, what territory, wherever it was. You don't have that, but just to find out who, because he, I think it, if I can draw a parallel to Gambit and any other major character in a well-known IP, Han Solo. He's a scoundrel, you know.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of grateful that he's on your side. So
yeah. Would you want Gambit by himself, or would you want Gambit and, like you mentioned, Rogue or Gambit? Would there need any other X-Men in there or another character?
You know, that's one of the things that a lot of people are calling for, like a Wolverine Gambit movie. Mm-hmm. I just think if you got the X-Men together in that Jim Lee late 80s, early 90s comic actors, that the place would go like the blow the roof off. I mean, it'd be wild. So I feel like it'd be one of those maybe where, like, you know, Xavier finds him telepathically and is like, there's a mutant. I mean, not to reinvent the wheel, because that's kind of what happened in the original X-Men movies, but you know, like, Scott, Logan, why don't you go see what's up with this guy? You know, and you know, I'm no Hollywood writer, but I feel like something like that would work.
What about this? So there's Drive-In, right? Got a double feature, one movie, Gambit and Wolverine. Next movie, Deadpool and Spider-Man. Because I also want to see that. Other people have been talking about that. Because Deadpool and Spider-Man, that's like one of the just funny team ups. Like, it's funny the way that, like, so Wolverine and Deadpool is funny because Deadpool is the obviously the wacky character, and Wolverine's, you know, it's the typical straight man and odd man, you know, that's how they do it. Spider-Man is different because it's weird to have Spider-Man as be the straight man because he's usually the one that's making jokes and everything, but I would love it. I one thing about Deadpool, and especially Ryan Reynolds, I don't know if you read this or not, but as far as him coming back, he said that he would love to come back, but right now he's hanging up the spandex, and he goes, I just want to, I'm paraphrasing, but it was like, I just kind of want to enjoy this moment. Something like, if Deadpool comes back, I'm ready, or I'll be ready when it's time. So I have a feeling that I hope this isn't the last time we see him. Will we see a Deadpool 4? I'm very doubtful. I think he will show up in Avenger, and I think the same for Wolverine too. I think both of them will show up in either or Avengers Doomsday or Avengers Secret Wars. And there's rumored plot going around of what the old Avengers Kang Dynasty was, which Wolverine would have been involved in that. But yeah, who knows?
Do you think they kind of enter the picture in Secret Wars? I mean, we talked about this a little bit last week with like Deadpool in Secret Wars, how he wasn't there in the comic and then he came back. But do you think they come in almost like to save the day? In Secret Wars, like they kind of miss out on Doomsday, but then they're there to, you know, have that assemble moment.
Here's the thing. I think it could have went two ways. It could have either been that they just show up and they're just part of the of everybody else that shows up, very similar to in Avengers Endgame, where it's like, well, you know, yes, I guess M'Baku was technically there, but he, you know, he didn't have a big part. But with the success of Deadpool and Wolverine, I think they're going to have a bigger part. I think they're going to make sure that they know that they're there. Will they be the ones that save everybody? Who knows? But I think there's going to be a lot. I also heard that I was going to say the Tom Hollands, the Spider-Man will be involved and stuff. I think there's going to be a lot of not cameos. Cameos is always the wrong word, but people use cameos and I use it too. And it's wrong. Guess surprise spots or whatever, I guess, on there. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, I Deadpool, I don't think it'll be Deadpool 4. There won't be Wolverine. I hope they do a Gambit story or at least add him into the X-Men. But really, now that I'm thinking about it, there hasn't been an announcement for an X-Men movie. There's X-Men, I know there's, I didn't put it on the list because there was too many already, but there, X-Men 97 season 2 is allegedly going to come out at some point in time. Unless I did put that on, I can't remember. That would have been the last one I would have put on then. But I haven't heard anything about the X-Men. I don't know I forgot which movie they had Beast show up. So at the very end, remember, what was it, the Marvels? Yeah, that was the Marvels.
Sorry, I was muted so people don't hear the horrible clicking sound of my mouse.
Yeah, how many you got left, by the way?
I think I'm just in final rip it down and or save it down and get it ready to go mode.
Save it down, rip it up.
Save it down and rip. that's my plan. Save it down or rip it up. Rip it up. If it'll let me, you know, there's always that part.
Yeah.
Of course. Of course.
What?
You
dirty dog.
It needs me to do more.
All right. You just want to put it off for next week?
No, I want to go, man. I'm ready. We might just not have one. I think we don't have one of them that you provided, I think. Okay. But we have other topics, too. We're not done
yet. Okay. What's our next topic?
Our next topic. So we've talked about the potential projects that might emerge, you know, kind of out of the, I don't want to say ashes, definitely out of the ashes of either a past or never, you know, came to fruition project, but out of the success maybe of Deadpool and Wolverine. What I want to take us to, and we kind of touched on it a little bit already by mentioning the fact that Batman, the Caped Crusader is available. The Penguin is on its way. And I don't know, this one snuck past me. There is a rumor, and at this point that's all it is, but it's such a character that I think we both really appreciate, that an animated series is going to be coming from the DCU, from the James Gunn version, and it's going to be Deadman.
Oh.
Right.
I knew nothing about this.
I stumbled upon this actually when I was working on the project you gave me, so thank you.
By the way, I swear to you, when you were talking, I was thinking, because one that was coming out, I was like, I swear to you, I thought to myself, it'd be cool if there was a Deadman.
NexusPointNews.com reported yesterday that as promised by, and I'm reading this now directly, as promised by DC Studios co-CEO James Gunn, more animated projects will be underway following Creature Commandos. According to our sources, we can exclusively report that one of these will be an animated series centered on the character Deadman. DC Animation's Deadman series is in early development currently. No writers or scripts in place and has yet to receive the green light.
Okay.
But so, again, I take it with a grain of salt. But I saw that reaction that you had. I'm like, that's was my reaction too. I was like, oh, you know, took my breath away a little bit.
Well, I've been wanting a dead man for a while now, and I know you have as well.
Yeah.
And look, if take it with a grain of salt, of course. But if it comes to fruition, especially under the Gunniverse, that even if it's an animated, the way they're doing it is this animated is going to be live can be animated, all go back and forth. It can be in video games and everything can rotate. I don't know why. I think maybe I'll tell you right now. I think it's because of the bald hair. The person I always picture as Dead Man is Michael Rosenbaum.
He's not bald anymore.
He knows how to be bald though.
But I listen to enough Talkville, and I think you do too.
Uh-huh.
He didn't like it.
But I think it's just because it's not only the hair, but it's like the little like sense of humor, the little dry wit and stuff. Whoever they pick is fine, obviously. But that's just right. That's my choice.
Let's see.
Hold on, get old Rosie in there.
Get old Rosie. Let's see. Famous bald actors. No, Bruce Willis is not going to do it.
No, definitely not.
Samuel L. Jackson probably couldn't do it, although.
No,
Terry Crews, that'd be interesting.
Okay. Too big.
Too big. There's John Cryer.
Nope.
Billy Zane is interesting.
Billy Zane, not bad.
I just think they'd have to probably go somebody younger because let's not forget that Dead Man's character is Boston Brand, who was a circus performer, Daredevil trapeze, I believe, to take anything from the Graysons. Excuse me, the Flying Graysons or the Dying Graysons. Oh, that was dark. Sorry about that. But similarly, he was shot and his soul never found rest.
Yeah.
What I think is interesting, let me ask you this.
Okay.
In a world where Marvel brought back Blade, Elektra, Tyler Mane, Sabretooth, although I really want to see Liev Schreiber in that movie.
True, same.
Even though they weren't the same actors like Toad, Psylocke, they did bring back Pyro. In a world where Marvel's doing all that, isn't it possible? Do you think James Gunn would be smart enough to bring back Matt Ryan's Constantine?
Okay, I would not mind that at all.
Right.
But here's the thing. In fact, I would say I would like that. I think he was the best Constantine. Granted, we only had two, and I love Keanu Reeves, but he just wasn't it. Marvel is so far ahead that they can do stuff like bring back old characters. The Gunniverse is starting anew. With that said, it's still here's why I like Dead Man on there. So, there's a possibility of Dead Man. So we already have Swamp Thing's coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we get Dead Man, and if you mentioned Constantine, we're that much closer to having a Justice League Dark movie.
Yeah,
I mean you got some of the characters there already. Like,
we'd be missing Zatanna.
Zatanna.
Who, by the way, no disrespect to it. I mean, I feel like there's an abundance of individuals who could play Zatanna.
Absolutely.
Do you have any off the top of your head?
Oprah Winfrey.
Now, come on.
That's my choice. Either Oprah or Dr. Phil. In fact, I think they should both do it. They swap back and forth.
How about something a little more comic accurate?
No. I haven't even thought about it.
How about, I'm just going to throw one out there. Alexandra Daddario.
Yeah.
I mean, fairer skin, but darker raven, almost hair. I feel like that's Zatanna.
I think Alexandria, call me Daddario, is a very
call you what? Oh, call you. Oh, yeah. She's expecting a child. I saw that here in the last couple of weeks.
I believe congrats are in order to me.
not her husband Andrew form.
Nope. Let's see. So is it Zatanna or Zatanna? I never know what it is. Zatanna sounds better, actually.
More regal.
Yeah. I would like a detective chimp in there. He's usually part of it.
I was surprised to see him in that Scooby-Doo Batman movie this
morning. Oh, was he in there?
Yeah, they also had like The Question. I mean, they brought out all of the DC investigators. Like,
hey.
So, let's see. Oh, here we go. So they do say this at the in similar vein to Creature Commandos, it's expected that whoever's cast as the voice of Deadman will reprise the role in future live action products within the DCU. So,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's All right, what's up next?
That is a great question. Oh, you know, we're going to keep it on DC Comics for just a few more minutes. And we're going to talk about that. Remember Absolute Batman I showed you here a couple of weeks ago?
I sure do.
So in a similar vein, I mean, it's not just Batman. It's primarily like the big five of the Justice League. It's Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Flash, and everybody's favorite ring slinger, Green Lantern.
Stephen Strange.
No, that's a sling ringer.
Ah,
this is a ring slinger. Now, they are making changes to, I mean, if you remember the photo, I don't have the photo available, but, you know, the Batman look just much more, I don't say primal, but definitely brutal.
Brutal, yeah, brutish.
This is what the new Green Lantern from the DC Absolute universe will look like.
Wow, okay.
First of all, like, if you're not going to have animated costume, like, what's the point? Really?
We'll see.
The character's name is Sojourner. I'm probably going to mispronounce it, but she's not a real person, so I don't care that much. Mulane, M-U-L-L-E-I-N. Let's see. While details on the new series are scarce, DC did reveal a few intriguing details, including the series will feature a first contact style story that impacts several well-known lanterns like Hal Jordan, Jon Stewart, and Sojourner Mulane. Also mentioned there will be a complete reimagining of the property. So while there will obviously be things we all recognize, the sky is the limit for what a Green Lantern concept can actually be in this version. The early artwork is, well, the rest is more editorialized. Let's see. It's the DC Absolute line. It is going to be headed up by, I think we talked about this before, Scott Snyder, who's kind of helming all of this. The brand new concepts while staying true to the character's core concepts, which is kind of an oxymoron. Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, Flash, Green Lantern. Each series takes the character in big new directions and removes one or more key elements the fans have always identified with the characters in the main continuity. So it's definitely going to be like an Elseworlds multiverse type of thing and not replacing the stories that we all are already in place. Batman will feature a Dark Knight without the money, the mansion, or the butler. And he'll be more imposing. We saw that from a visual standpoint. Wonder Woman will no longer have the Amazonian Sisterhood or Paradise Island in her backstory and had also gone as the mission of peace that brought her to the shores of America in the first place. And Superman will also follow a similar pattern as he wasn't discovered by the Kents when he crash-landed on Earth. If he crash-landed at all, they're thinking. And no Fortress of Solitude in his version. So, I don't know. I think some of these are really big swings, but at the same time, they're not, you know, like you can still go and probably get your regular old Action Comics or Superman or, or, you know, things like that without, and you will appreciate this and probably put it on your reading list. Absolute Flash will be written by your favorite writer, Jeff Lemire.
Nice. Okay.
With artwork by Nick Robles. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to start in October with Batman. end of October with Wonder Woman and Superman in November. Nothing yet as far as when Flash or Green Lantern will make their debuts. But you can probably assume it'll be end of November and beginning of December, kind of keeping on that every other week cycle. So I don't know. Like I said, they're not – this is going to be a situation where the readers determine its success, I think. You know, and if they're going to go for it, then they'll continue making it. And otherwise, it might be like a year long. Well, we tried, and now we're going to reboot everything again.
Right, of course. Yep, yep.
That's what DC tends to do.
True, true. All right. Are we ready?
I feel like there was one other thing. Let me check my notes real quick. I'm so sorry, sir. Nope, that's nope. Okay, I think we're ready, or at least as ready as we're going
to
be, Mike.
There we go. That's what I like to hear. That works for me.
Why don't you tell the good people what you worked up for us tonight?
So normally what we do at this time, we do a we pick 15 of a certain category. We've done DC villains and breakfast foods and all this stuff. And then out of those 15, we have to pick five of them to keep and we get rid of the other 10. This time we're doing something different. So we have a list of all, or at least most, of the upcoming DC and Marvel TV shows and movies. And we are kind of draft style going to go back and forth and pick one until we have our movie TV team, I guess.
Are we going with five?
I believe if you have 10 down there total, it would be five each. Yes.
I think I have 16 or 17.
Okay. Then that would be.
Are we just picking them all? Or we'll have the one that doesn't get picked.
Yeah.
By the way, Highlander Gunn is here. Notification didn't get sent. So he just got, hey, we're happy that you're here at all. So, and we appreciate you logging in on all of your devices and login accounts to jump our viewership up to four. Well, here's the image again. This is one of the more, you know, duct taped together ones. So I apologize. But Mike, can you read all of those?
All right. So I believe we have Dumb Lanterns.
Stop it. Be nice.
By the way, did you like on my list that it said Dumb Lanterns?
I did. I mean, I didn't like it. I saw it.
You chuckled at it. So we have Lanterns. We have Daredevil Born Again, Peacemaker Season 2, Avengers Doomsday, Thunderbolts, Agatha All Along, Captain America Brave New World, Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow, Creature Commandos, Waller, Avengers Secret Wars, Blade, The Authority, Ironheart, Booster Gold, Paradise Lost, and Fantastic Four First Steps.
Sir.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm gonna let you pick first.
Oh, okay. I thought we would flip a bottle cap for it.
No, you did the work, so go ahead and pick first.
You gotta go Avengers Doomsday, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, if you're going Avengers Doomsday, I can't let you have the Secret Wars. So I'm just gonna immediately I'm grabbing Secret Wars.
If only this were interactive, we could like remove them from field as we go. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic Four.
Okay, nice. All right. So the one that I've been waiting for this one for a while now, ever since it's been announced, and that's Daredevil Born Again.
I knew you might go there. Yeah, Is it not at all surprising that the first four are all Marvel?
Yeah.
Let's go. I mean, there are some that I'm obviously excited for, but I'm also trying to not be too obvious. Let's go Peacemaker Season 2.
That's a good one. By the way, is this the full list that I gave you, or is
I didn't get Swamp Thing. I didn't get Season 2 of X-Men.
That's okay. That's what I thought. I'm taking Swamp Thing.
No, if it's not on the list, you can't have it.
But it should be on the list.
But it's not on the list, so you can't have it.
But no, it was on the list that I sent you.
But it's not on the
You just couldn't get a picture for it. So plus that'll make it even, I think, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Yeah, that'd be 18. So, yeah, I'm taking Swamp Thing. You're lucky because you can still get everything that's on this list right now.
It's good because I wouldn't remember things that aren't. Yeah. You know, the problem, and I think you hit the nail on the head before we got to this point, is that Marvel's so far ahead of DC. Mm-hmm. So while I'm really curious about Paradise Lost, I don't know anything about it. So I'm I'm hesitant to, you know, get, and I'll be honest, I don't know nothing about The Authority.
Yeah. Same.
But I did see when I was, again, searching for the graphics, is that the boys walked so that The Authority could run.
Okay.
And that is very intriguing in a, you know, I don't know if that'd be one on Max. I think is The Authority going to be in Max, or is that a movie or a stream? No,
it's going to be on Max.
Okay.
We'll say.
Well, let's go ahead and be as predictable as possible and go Green Lanterns.
You know, here's the thing. I was wondering if you were going to pick that one or if you're going to wait because you knew I wasn't going to pick it. Like, you could have waited to the end to pick that one. I wasn't going to pick it. You know what? I don't, it's something, it's appealing to me somehow. I'm going Creature Commandos.
That was, yeah, damn. Again, I'm going to go with the devil I know, and that's Captain America Brave New World.
Not bad, not bad.
Not bad for a round five, the next movie to come out. Yes,
exactly, exactly. okay, you know what? I am going, because I read this comic and I really enjoyed it, I'm going Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow.
Okay. Did I do it all right with the photo selection? Yes.
Absolutely.
Right, they had a few. It was tough. I was, ideally, these would all just be logos and it'd be a lot cleaner. But only Marvel has their shit together, let's face it.
True. True.
So are we, I guess we're still going?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. In that case,
quite a few on here that we haven't picked.
That's true. Let's go Booster Gold.
Ah, that's the one I was going to grab.
Yeah.
Booster Gold. I look forward to Booster Golds.
I see you have
Kumail on there. He is rumored to be Booster Gold.
No, I believe he's Gold.
Is it confirmed now?
Oh,
it might be. I don't know. While you look that up, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to grab Blade then.
That's not fair. We don't even know if Blade's a movie.
No,
I mean, it's a movie, but
it is a movie. Also, we don't know. I honestly don't even know if Ironheart's really upcoming. There's a couple on here that I'm not sure.
Ironheart wrapped production 2 years ago.
Oh well,
we just
should be out then.
It should be. You know, what's the problem with it? You know? And I don't really want to jump into Reddit live on the show. I feel like that's not totally entertaining.
Yeah, that's okay. I could see it happening.
I'll do Paradise Lost.
Paradise
Lost. Wonder Woman Paradise Lost.
Yeah, because that could be a great show. That's going to be a series, I believe. Mm-hmm. You know, even though I don't know anything about it, I'm going to go with The Authority.
All right.
Why not? You know?
Then I'll do Thunderbolts.
Okay.
You can tell it at the beginning. I really tried to keep these images uniform.
Yeah. I know, it's quite all right. So we have Agatha Long or Waller, I believe. Right?
Did you say Ironheart?
No. And then we have Ironheart as well.
I think one of these is just not going to get picked, I think.
Okay, let's go with... Let's go with... Oh, no, you had Thunderbolts. I don't care about Agatha Long. Let's go with Waller. Yeah. No, we still have either. So you can. We have two choices: either Agatha All Along or Ironheart. You get one, I get the other.
Well, in that case, can I just get Green Lanterns again? No.
Nope.
I'll take. The problem is, we don't know if or when we'll ever actually see Ironheart.
That's true.
The other problem is, like, I saw the trailer for Agatha All Along, and I'm not terribly wowed by it.
Yeah, same.
So I'm going to go Ironheart.
That's fair.
Sorry, Mike.
That's all right. Somebody's got to get it, Agatha All Along. And look, maybe it'll be great. Maybe it'll be better than we expect. It won't, but maybe it will be.
It's not likely to happen.
If we want to, so I'll tell you, your list is Avengers Doomsday, Fantastic Four, Peacemaker, Lanterns, Cap Brave New World, Booster Gold, Paradise Lost, Thunderbolts, and Ironheart. While on my side, I have Secret Wars, Daredevil Born Again, Swamp Thing, Creature Commandos, Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow, Blade, The Authority, Waller, and Agatha All Along. So no, that's a good list. You know, at least in the beginning. It is.
They definitely, you know, start missing the mark about pick number four.
Yeah. So I would hear the thing. I would love to go back to this in like a year from now when most of these have come out. And relook at this and be like, wow, Authority was Waller was the best show that there was. Agatha All Along was, it's nominated for an Oscar now or whatever, you know. So I would love to go back and see.
I don't unless it's going to be in a movie. I don't think anything from Agatha All Along gets to be nominated for an Oscar. Maybe an Emmy. Maybe a daytime local Emmy.
There you go, a Saturn Award.
Juno, if it was our friends in Canada.
Thank you.
So, all right, Mike, can you get me that list tomorrow?
I sure can.
I can put them up and let the people decide, hey, who do you think comes out to the better end of this?
Yes.
Excellent, Mike. Well, I'll be honest with you. I didn't know we'd get an hour out of this week's show.
I knew we would. Here's the thing, Greg. I don't think you could do just a half hour anymore. It's not in you. Even though, full disclosure, everybody, before we start the podcast, it's usually like this. All right, I'm tired. Look, if this is a short one, that is completely fine with me. And then I'll be like, yeah, that's fine. I got other stuff to do. I'm fine with that. And then there's no shortness for Greg. Nothing about Greg is short. I'll tell you that much.
That's right. Here's the thing, and the little blue light goes on, and I get into, you know, it's like flip the switch.
That's good.
I get into entertainer mode.
Yeah.
And then when we're done, I'm be like,
yeah. Yeah.
Because here's the thing, my family's all asleep. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to be asleep.
Well, so, let's end this show, Greg. I'm ready.
All right. Highlander Gun did want to ask or asked what I was drinking. Ice water tonight. Mm. So I'm all out of cold beer. So I need to make a run across the river and get some Yingling.
Ooh, that sounds good.
So maybe I'll see if my buddy who works or lives over there can bring some to the office on Monday.
There you go.
All right, Mike, it's always a great time spending time with you. Maybe that's why I, you know, prolong it, make the fun last a little bit longer. And just so you know, I did one show earlier this week that was 50 minutes. So
wow,
made up for it with that five heart. That was 2.5 hours. Yeah. So, but everybody has a good time, and who am I to deny the people?
Absolutely.
So, excellent. Well, that is it for this episode of Nerds United. We thank everybody for watching us down the road, for Highlander Gun who showed up. Hey, Highlander, you showed up, and that's more than we can say for Fred. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate you. For the co-host of the year, Mike Luther, I'm Greg Mahochko. This is Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast, jitterymonkey.com. And we remind you each and every week to be kind, Mike, and
rewind.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.